I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch. Bitch. Batch 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 bitch.
Hello.
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 Hello,
who's
guys.
This?
Hello. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Is that my uncle Peter?
No.
What are you doing here?
It's not.
Oh.
That's not him.
How'd you go with that pig?
No.
Yeah, you killed it, didn't you?
I don't want to think about the pig again.
Okay, I'll stop with the pig.
Hey. It's Naomi and Danielle. I'm both of us now.
Okay, I'm here too. I'm Danielle.
Where it's Batch Bitch and we're back again talking about what's important.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. Hello. We are up to episode 10.
Yep. It has been a long slog. That means we've watched over 10 hours of Bachelor footage.
Yeah. And probably over like 15.
Mm.
If you include the ads.
Oh.
The fucking ads.
Oh, and I watched those two episodes twice because Jenna was talking to me that time, and I had to watch them again.
I watched an episode of The Bachelor last week three times.
Because
I watched it live and I was live tweeting, and then I was at, did I say this last time? So I watched it that, like, as it was happening on with one headphone in because I was at the mastering session for my pilot.
Oh, yes, you did say that. Yes.
Oh, so I have told this story.
You said that you were at the pilot and you were watching The Bachelor. Just happened?
And then I rewatched it with my director because they were spending so much time, like, editing some other thing. So we rewatched that night and I was too tired at that point to make notes. So then I had to watch it the next day and make notes that day.
That is
so I watched
good.
The same episode three times. But it was the episode where Kat, Romy and Alicia got kicked out.
So that is a good episode to be watching a lot.
Yeah, a good drama.
At least it wasn't this episode.
Oh, God. I just wouldn't. This. So I watched this episode at my friend's house and then I started taking notes, but then I was like, no, I can't do this because all my friends were drinking wine and just it's not going to happen for me. And then the next day I was like, oh, I guess I have to watch it again. And then I contemplated just reading someone else's recap.
Naomi!
I didn't do it. I watched it. I watched it last night.
I also watched it last night. Is that why none of us uploaded? None of us had any social media stuff to do? We're like, yep, we have. Neither of us have watched this yet.
Basically.
We are not up to date.
I did not pay much attention. Not that you
needed to
at all.
No.
No. Another thrilling episode. We open on we open in the bush.
Sorry, I don't really remember that.
Okay, so we open and he's like, oh, how's the serenity? Oh, the birds are twerking. Don't know why he said that. Oh, it's beautiful. And then suddenly they're at a racetrack.
Yeah.
Dumb. Absolutely dumb. And it's him and Osha standing in the middle of a racetrack and these two cars speeding towards them. And
they have stunt drivers in them, by the way.
Yeah. And then Nick says, you want to hold hands? And Osha says, seriously? And then they hold hands. And then I've just written horny, which I assume is how I felt. Again, it was like at midnight last night that I watched this. I love
it. And you're always horny.
I love it when men show genuine affection towards each other, not as a joke. Even though it was kind of a joke, but it was just like, I thought it was cute because these cars were speeding towards them and then the cars stopped just before they hit them.
Yep.
They did not hit them.
I wish they had gone a little bit further.
Well, what? Not for Osha.
No, not for Osha. Maybe just a swerve to the side. Miss Osha. No, I don't want the bachelor to be hurt.
That's the second. You said that last episode as well, that you want him to die.
No, I don't want him to die. God, I just wish he'd disappear. Oh, it's not that the thing is like he would, he doesn't bother me at all in the scheme of things. It's just that I'm forcing myself to watch heaps of episodes of a show where I'm forcing myself to watch him. And yeah. He's not a person who I would normally be like, you interest me. Normally I'd be like, nah, that's enough. Nah, I've seen him for 2 minutes on some sort of clip on the internet. That's enough.
Remember when we liked him?
Yeah, I know, but that's when we'd only seen 2 minute clips of him on the internet.
Yeah, that's enough. Before that's the perfect amount of this man. I was doing a radio shift and they were like, oh, would you want to like get some like more like bachelor people to interview and stuff? And they're like, what about Nick? And I was like, nah.
No.
If boring. He ever listened to this.
Sorry, Nick.
He wouldn't listen to this.
So Nick is what we've learned is Nick is actually the villain of this season of The Bachelor.
The Bachelor is always the villain.
You mean people
because they are cheating on like 20 women.
Yeah. Sorry, I just uncrossed my legs, but I was holding a coffee in one hand, a microphone in the other, and then I pretty much just flashed Naomi my entire crotch area, but looked at her with like sorry eyes.
It was like basic instinct.
Sorry.
But a lot more nerve-wracking.
Sorry, I'm doing... It's not a display.
Not an intimidation tactic.
No. I do have a weird front wedgie, though, now that I moved like that. So I just
pulled, I didn't pulled see out. Anything.
Okay, good.
I was looking at my notes because I'm a professional.
Okay, good.
Even in the face of...
Such alluring goods. That 1.5 just went up to a 2.
A callback to the last podcast. That's where I sit on the Kinsey scale. We didn't talk about where you sit on the Kinsey scale because it's a flat zero.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but I've...
You bitch.
Sorry, it's just that like...
You are a bitch.
Both times girls have kissed me have been like, ah, not for me.
Girls have kissed you?
Yeah.
Did you consent?
No.
Oh, well, maybe that's just...
Sorry, I'm just too magnetic.
Maybe you just don't like being assaulted.
Yeah, that could be it too.
I was at a gay bar recently.
Oh, no need to brag.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Naomi's up to a 4 on the Kinsey scale now.
It was The Peel, which is very much like they up until recently had, and I never got to sign the contract. I really wanted to sign one where it was like, if you're a woman, or, you know, like if you're a woman, you are not allowed to display your sexuality.
What does
like
that
you're
mean?
Not allowed to be affectionate. Like, you're not allowed to kiss anyone, basically. Oh, okay. Like, it's only a place for men to, like, finger each other on the dance floor.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't judge.
No, I just mean fingering on the dance floor is... Oh, boy. I've not seen that since a long time ago, but that is... Yeah, it's a weird thing when you see somebody getting fingered and somebody being fingered and you're like, okay.
I've only ever heard about it. Like, I've heard my friends say that it's happened. I remember when I was like 18 and my friend was like, yeah, he fingered me on the dance floor. And I was like,
oh my God.
But I think it happens quite a bit, to be honest.
I looked a woman in the eyes once when she was getting fingered. Like, I saw it and then I went like.
She was having fun?
And she was like, she was sort of like doing like a face that's like, it could have been enjoyment or boredom.
Mm.
Like, it could have, it's like a board, it was just like vacant.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense for someone being fingered, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck, I was at a gay bar.
Sorry.
Again, sorry to brag, but I'm not. And I was so drunk. I was there with my friend and he was like, I gotta go. He like disappeared for a second and then this girl came up to me. And I've only ever, and like, obviously I'm in a fucking gay bar. Like, obviously this makes sense and I was just being dumb, but like, when girl, like, she was like, oh, do you want a kiss? And, like, literally the only other times that, like, women have said that has been in, like, a straight bar and it's like a cheeky thing. And I was like, oh yeah. And then she just like went tongue first into my mouth.
Oh my.
And I was so drunk. Like I was too drunk oh to my be word. Kissing. But yeah, she just like just tongue first and my mouth, because I wasn't actually expecting anything to happen. I don't know what the fuck I was expecting. But my mouth was just like not doing anything, so I just feel like someone had like pushed like a goldfish into my mouth. And
oh, that is disgusting.
And then I was like, bye.
A gold. Oh, that was like, sounds oh, like no. a horrible.
But then I was like, that makes sense. She even asked as well, but yeah. I was just like not paying attention. I was like, kiss, yeah,
sure. Oh,
idiot.
I was not expecting that type of kiss. I was expecting a little peck. Well, surely, I thought we'd ease start, into it.
Yeah, you start lip first, regardless.
Yeah,
you don't go tongue first.
No.
I don't even know if our lips touched. She just went full tongue. Blech. Not on.
Maybe she didn't have lips.
She had lips.
She just had a tongue.
I don't really remember what she looked like.
Protruding out of skin. Sure she had lips. Okay, so I've done a visual. I'll upload a small boomerang of that same thing, maybe. Who knows?
No, you won't.
I won't.
Every episode we say like...
18 things
we're going to upload and we don't do any of it.
We did one. I put a picture of Tennille in that hot purple dress up. I put the comparison between Cass and the lion up, which you didn't see, but everybody else saw.
Deanna and Hoops.
Yep.
But we every day I think about the fact that we haven't put up that little poem of Sedford of that four-year-old girl. Also because she just like haunts my nightmares.
Okay, well, we'll remember terrifying. That one. We've got to do that one. Yeah, we will. Now we've said it again. We got to do it.
Yeah, it's getting embarrassing.
Now we got to say, hey, everybody, remember this callback to this two-second conversation we had? Well, aren't you in for a treat?
They are.
They are. It is a scary little girl.
Okay, so we're on a group date and we are on a racetrack. Obviously, we have Sophie, Dasha, Brittany and Brooke. Four women who are lovely and fine. And who cares? And Nick says he's looking for someone who wants to push their limits. Again, we're putting women outside of their comfort zones so that they are vulnerable for good TV.
Mm-hmm. Which is always good. Good TV is not accurate.
This episode's so shit.
This is the worst episode ever.
So
we're on the racetrack. They said the challenges were gonna they're gonna blindfold the women while they drive, and Nick is gonna radio to tell them left and right around a course where there's witches' hats with balls on top of the witches' hats.
Yeah, and they say this thing, it's a competition, and whoever wins gets a box of avocados because avocados
go fast in the house. Which makes sense. It avocados does. Are tasty, and those women definitely look like they would love avocados.
There are a lot of thin women.
And they're the type of people I see at brunch, and I'm like, oh, God, you're beautiful. Why are brunches filled with beautiful people? Have you been to South Yarra Brunch?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I belong there, so I'm surprised that you didn't look at me and you're like, yeah, you're a bruncher. I'm not a bruncher.
No, I could tell by the fact that I came around here and I think you'd had a sleep in, and because you were on your nightgown.
I was in a dressing gown, not a nightgown.
That's the same thing, surely.
No, it's not at all.
My watch just did a... Oh, what just happened? Sorry, it just did and I was like, oh, hello, what's happening? Is the queen calling? It lets me know when people are calling. I want to check. Oh, Ray Martin. Just a name I thought of.
Ray Martin.
I don't know why it jumped in my head.
Ray Martin, popular, what is he, an anchor?
Yeah, I don't know.
A reporter, like a journalist.
60 Minutes host, maybe? Was he a 60 Minutes host?
Right. Surprised that he's come up on the pod.
Me too. Ray Martin, next Bachelor. Who knows? He's probably married.
Anyway, they're blindfolded and they have to go through orange cones.
Yep.
With Nick telling them. And I have a feeling that Nick wasn't very good at giving instructions.
Yeah.
They were like, I think part of it was he was not good at communicating. And I'm like, I believe that fully.
Yeah. He also was like 2 meters behind the car. I feel like he should have been like right near the car or like in like walking around the car because they weren't going fast.
No.
Like he could have run away from the car if nobody's got to put the foot down. put the foot down. Put the foot down. Put the foot down. Nobody's going to put the foot down. Like, just be, walk around, because I was like, ugh. Anyway, I hated it. Left, right, whatever.
I did what I thought was a funny tweet, but it didn't get much traction. But I said that Brooke would be in the car and Nick would be like, straight, straight, go straight. Do you
that
get is, it?
Yeah, because Brooke's not not straight, but she's pretending that she's straight and Nick wants her to be straight. Can I?
You know what's weird about you?
What?
In person, you laugh so little, but when I talk to you via Messenger, your laughs, her laughs are auto-corrected to capital letters. So over message, I always feel so funny when I'm talking to you.
Sorry.
And then I say a joke that I think is, again, something that didn't get enough credit. And then you go.
Sorry. Sorry. I don't. I'm sorry. My watch just went off again. Was it Ray Martin? Call it again. Can I tell you a tweet? It's not to do with The Bachelor. But a tweet that I wanted to do, but then it wasn't. It was too many characters, and I don't have the 280 characters yet. So,
what do you mean yet?
I don't have it.
Why do you not have it?
Because it's not on my phone. I don't have it yet. I'm still on the other one. I haven't updated my phone in ages. I'm still got not many tweets anyway. Because I hate updating software. It means I got to turn my phone's got to like at some point turn off for an hour. And I'm like, no, I never turn anything off. I never turn my laptop off. I never turn my phone off.
You don't have to turn your phone off to update.
No, it turns itself off though.
You don't have to do that.
Once during my comedy festival show, just before I got on stage, my phone, because I hadn't updated in so long, was like, we're just updating it now. And then it went off and I needed it for the show. And I was like, ah! And so I
had to borrow my... that you read out on your phone.
Yeah. And so I had to get my text phone and use hers. Yep. So this is my...
what do you mean you had to get your text phone?
My tech, the lady who teched my show.
How did you still read it out?
Because I'd sent it into a messenger to my, in a Facebook message to myself. Where I send all my goods and send them in a message to myself.
Then you wrote, ha, 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 ha.
Yep.
Autocorrects it down.
Good one. So this is a tweet. Oh, boy. This is not... I don't know if this is funny either. I should have just said this to you in person. This is a tweet that I think is funny, but also won't fit in my character limit to Twitter. This is so stupid. I heard someone say they thought horses were the hottest animal. Sorry. I heard someone say they thought horses were the hottest animals because they're so muscular. But if I was attracted to a horse, it would be because it had a great personality.
So this is Danielle laughing at her own joke.
Oh my god. I've lost it. Sorry. This is like that time we found out that our friend had showed footage of her vagina in a show where she pulled out a key or something, and I was laughing so hard. Or whenever I think about prawns trying to eat humans. For some reason the prawns eating humans gets me.
So okay, this is the thing. If you bring up prawns eating humans, Danielle just starts doing this and I don't understand like what part of it is funny.
It's the prawns eating the humans. They're the same size as humans. They're bigger than humans though in my head. And they're going to try and fit a human in them. But their bodies are curved. How do they get them in there? It's a purely hypothetical thing in my head.
She's crying.
It's very funny to me. Okay, we should probably cut that out of the pod. It's going to sound insane.
Don't pose now. So yeah, I can't get more of an explanation out of Danielle as to why this thing is so funny, because every time it comes up she just becomes hysterical. But that other thing you're referencing was our friend in another friend's show, he had to Yeah, do. I don't know if she wants everyone to know it's her pussy, so I'm not going to name their names. But he had to, like, get a key from God, and then God was a pussy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so she just filmed, like, her vulva and just, like, her vulva talking, but then, like, oh, here's the key. You've had the key all along, and, like, whatever, or something like that, and, like, pulls the key out of her vagina. And then it goes off the screen, and then he, like, pulls out a big key from behind the screen, and it's, like, the same key. And when Danielle found this out, she did that.
Can you believe that? That is so funny.
Not as funny as prawns eating you.
That is also very funny. Oh, boy.
Okay, hang on.
Imagine me on The Bachelor. Imagine them trying to, they'd edit me into the craziest person.
Edit. Okay.
Naomi. It'd be like, they'd be like, the podcast we just did before, I was completely normal the whole time. And then this, they just edit the prawn bit, put that in, that be like, she's talking about prawns and humans. The Bachelor.
You could show 30 hours of footage of you talking normally and then that prawn bit and everyone would still think you're a weirdo.
Fine, whatever. I'll do a drawing of what I mean by the prawns trying to eat the humans. It's very funny.
Please, because I still don't understand.
Or she should not have told the producers that, because they were like, all right, well, we'll do some sort of car challenge for you then. then.
Sorry, you go. No, you go.
So everybody's good except Dasha, because she's bunny hopping along. The girls think it's very funny, but it's also like she's never driven a manual car before. She's doing pretty good. Yep. Next, that's pretty much it for that. That was just very boring, I think.
Yep. It was very boring. Then we cut back to the house.
Yep.
And then we have a date card. Date card. What's it going to be? Who's it going to be? What's it going to be? Who's going to be? What's it going to be on it? What's it going to be? What are we going to be doing?
Also, who is it? Like most date cards, are we going to make somebody think that it's going to be them, but then it's yeah. not them?
So yeah, they it says we have a lot of catching up to do. So, of course, Cass says, this might be me, because we've known each other before this and we've not had much time together.
And we do have catching up to do.
Yep. And guess what?
It's not.
It's Jamie fucking Lee.
Oh, great.
Which is, Cass is like, I think that's a bit unfair because I've been here the whole time. I've been waiting. Jamie Lee just got here. And I'm like, yeah.
That is unfair.
You're right. You're right. It is unfair. And you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, not that Jamie Lee's not beautiful. They're all beautiful. It's just that I think Cass has been very patient.
So patient.
Yeah. So then we cut back to our little drivey drive date. And Sophie says, the only thing I fear is reversing, which is very funny.
It death, no.
My sister has always, like, bragged about being a really good driver.
Yeah.
And then, but she's like, but I just can't reverse.
What?
And I'm like,
it's a big part of driving.
Yeah. And she's like, no, going forward, I'm great. I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, my mum has a really long driveway. Well, you know, whatever. Long enough that you have to, like, reverse, like, several car lengths to get out of it. And on one side, it's got this, like, sort of meter-high, like, brick sort of fence.
Yep.
Like, half a meter, whatever. And so I'm watching Melanie, like, reversing the whole thing. She couldn't fucking reverse. She sort of learned now because she lived with my mum for ages. And but she's just, like, sort of reversing and she's going straight. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is okay. And then she starts turning towards the brick wall. And then she just starts speeding up. And you're like, oh, no. And she just goes, like, straight into it. Oh. And, like, gently scratched her hubcap or something. It was so funny because she's like, look how pristine my car is. I'm such a good driver. I've never scratched it. And then I just watched her just, like, veer backwards straight into a brick wall.
That is very funny. If there's one thing I'm proud of with driving, it is that I can reverse parallel park like a goddamn demon.
Me too, actually.
Yeah. Boom. I was already good. I was already a very good reverse parallel parker. But then when a few years ago, I was a courier in the city. Mm. And so I'd have to, like, reverse parallel this big van into, like, loading bays all the time. And I got fucking great at it. Wow. I could get this van into, like, a space that only had 2 centimeters on either side. I was
Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm fucking good. That's a lot better than me. I'm just comparatively good to most people because most people can't fucking do it. Both of my sisters just refuse to reverse parallel park. They just will not do it.
I do not understand. It's like once... It's like if you just take the time to like learn and be like, okay, so when you're at this point, probably just start doing that. And also just know how the car moves when you're reversing. Yeah. It's very easy.
Also, hot tip, park somewhere with like a window front because then you can see your car in the reflection. You can see how much space you have.
Good tip.
Fun tip.
I also don't understand why people don't like what are those like hook turns? Because I think hook turns work perfectly.
That's so simple. My sister also like used to refuse to do hook turns and she'd just do three lefts because she just refused. But it's literally just so hook turns are very much a Melbourne thing. Are we the only place in the world that has hook turns?
I don't know. But
I think we might be, but you
they're
just,
very easy.
It's basically the whole premise is instead of turning right from the right lane and blocking traffic, you just pull over to the left, wait for all the traffic to go, and then turn right at the end. That's literally all hook turn is, and everyone loses their fucking mind.
Yeah, it's like you turn when the lights are going orange, you make sure nobody's coming past you, and then you turn with the traffic that's about to go green. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you if you don't understand the concept? Once it's explained to you, you're like, that makes sense. But some people are like, I can't wrap my head around it. What do you mean? It is simple.
I didn't even think anyone explained it to me. I think I just saw it and I was like, that makes sense.
Because I'd never seen one before. And my boss who taught me like the courier stuff, he was like, alrighty, so we're going to do a hook turn. Now don't freak out. And I was like, that's fine. Just teach me. And he explained it and I was like, yeah, that makes heaps of sense.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, if you can get, usually on a hook turn, you can get, like, three cars through on that turn.
Yeah.
But, like, if somebody was just waiting in the middle for a gap in traffic, you'd only get, like, one person through.
And you back up, like, all the other traffic as well.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
God, seriously?
Grow up.
Learn about hook turns, guys. Seriously, get your shit together.
Unless you don't live in Melbourne, in which case this is irrelevant to you.
Or move to Melbourne.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you? Brisbane? Yuck. Sydney?
Kununurra?
The big three. So, yeah, Sophie has a fear of reversing. And so, of course, like, they were like, what are your fears? And Sophie wrote reversing a car. And so they were like, okay, how do we build an entire date around this? And then Nick says, he hits a nail on the head. He says, it's about seeing the girls in a situation that makes them scared. Like any time you want to get to know someone, you want to scare them. You want to give them a real physical fear that they have. Just plop them right in the middle of it so that they can panic, you know? Because why not?
I love seeing women panicking.
Imagine, we're always panicking. That is another
shout out to JP.
JP, Jess Perkins, a very funny comedian.
Google her.
Yeah, you probably know who she is. If you're listening to this, you know who she is because she's on a much bigger, better podcast than we are called Do Go On. I did a show with her in 2017, Melbourne Comedy Festival. And she
called Twins.
We've touched on it before, I believe. We were Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger on our poster. And she did that joke every night. And just a joke about women always panicking. And I laughed every single night. It was 12 nights in a row. And I laughed every single time.
It's very fun.
So it's like when we had like quieter audiences, you could hear my little cackle from the...
and
like, yeah, our side of stage was like literally like a meter squared. Like it was tiny. And I was just going, every time.
Good stuff.
It's funny. Sorry, it's funny. Yeah, imagine being like on a date with someone and like wanting to make them feel good.
Yeah. You notice, so when they were doing the reversing challenge, there was a table set up for the people who weren't in the car. So Nick and the other girls who weren't in it. And the table was behind the starting line of where the reversing started. So in the danger zone. I was like, that is not safe.
Would have made good TV though.
Oh. Channel 10 latest news update. On the set of The Bachelor, there has been a catastrophic accident. Unfortunately, The Bachelor has been made mute permanently. It just got him real bad in the vocal box.
Weird injury from a car crash, but oh well.
You know?
Maybe for the best. So they had to reverse... So it's called, what was it called? A reverse whip?
A reverse flick or something.
Reverse flick. So you basically have to like reverse at a speed and then you like spin the car around to like face the other way. She's very basically stunt driving.
Yeah.
And so they're all doing fine. Brittany does pretty good. Brooke does pretty good. Dasha does pretty good. And then Sophie does her little panic. And then she says, at the end of the day, it's all about impressing Nick. yeah, it is. Because he's forcing you to do these stupid fucking things to impress him, even though you don't want to do it. And you don't have... There's no reason for you to be flicking a car around.
But also, I think, like, Nick seems to get... I think this is a good tactic to get into The Bachelor, is Nick seems to think, if you're facing a fear or something like that, that you're, like, doing so well. You're doing so well. But it's also, like, maybe I could just fake a fear so I don't actually have to face a fear. But if I tell them that I'm scared of, like, frogs, they'll get me in there with heaps of frogs. Guess what? I'm not scared of frogs. I fucking love frogs. You could put 25 on me and I'd be so happy. All right? And Nick will be like, wow, you are facing your fear. And I'd be like, oh my God, I am terrified. But inside I'm like, best day ever. I'm covered in frogs.
Well, that's what I said about the fear of heights. You just fake a fear of heights and you get a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Easy done. Easy done.
And helicopter rides ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
Neither are one-on-one experiences with frogs. So
a guy took me on a date on a helicopter once because his parents, their land, some guy who owned a helicopter used to keep his helicopter on their land or something like that.
So did you joyride the helicopter?
He just took us on a trip like around Melbourne on the helicopter. I was seeing this guy for like literally a week when I was 18.
He was trying to woo you.
Yeah, he was trying to take me on like this whirlwind adventure and I just didn't like him that much. And then after a week I was like, nah, that's all right. He was so upset. This is before I knew that boys had feelings. And I just sort of moved on. So I was like, no thank you. Like, please,
not for me.
Please leave my room. And then he watched Fight Club. We all watched Fight Club. This is when I was like living on campus. We all watched Fight Club. And then he wrote this really passive aggressive status. He was like, wow, Fight Club really makes you think, like, you know, when someone's doing something that hurts you, is it better to do something about it or is it better to just let the chips fall where they may? And I was like, that's about me.
Jesus Christ.
And then like we talked a little while later. I was like, was that about me? He's like, yeah. I was like, sick, man.
You can just tell people how you're feeling. That's okay, too.
You clearly wanted me to read that and, like, worry. Like, the only thing is I was like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore, but maybe I could have been more clear and I could have been like, this is over or something like that. But I was just kind of like, leave.
Bye.
Get out right now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's the end of you and me. Do you get that? It's a song reference to JoJo.
No, sorry, I don't get
well,
that.
Well, I'm sure our listeners got it. That's what's important to me. Anyway.
Okay, back to this goddamn boring day.
Whatever. Sophie wins, even though she did the worst because she confronted a fear. And you know what pisses me off about this? She got the fucking box of avocados, even though she categorically failed.
Yeah, but I think she's going to share them.
Yeah, probably. She seems nice.
She also can't eat that many avocados before they go off.
That's true. He said they were really ripe.
Yeah.
So they go to their couch area, which is the most disgusting one we've seen so far, by the way.
I wasn't really – at this point I was sort of like – Jenna was like washing up because he was bored and I was like, how's it going in there? What's happening?
How are those dishes?
You doing a – yeah, good – yeah, that's a good job you're doing in there. How's your day been? This date's boring, eh?
Yeah. So it's like the couch is set up is like basically car seats, which is why it's gross. But anyway, they talk. It's not important. They just like talk about their feelings, and then there's a rose hidden in the box of avocados,
which she absolutely had seen, because you wouldn't put an avocado on top. Like, you could put avocados on top of the stem, but you wouldn't put an avocado on top of the red bit of the rose.
Well, I was thinking you could stack them in a way that there's like a little gap.
Oh yeah, maybe.
And put the rose in there, because yeah, the rose still looked great, and I was like, how did they do it?
But I was looking at that too, because the box wasn't deep enough for there to be two layers of avocados.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, somebody send us a picture of the box and decide. Okay, we can. Okay, we'll. You guys can vote.
We'll post a picture.
You guys can vote on how many deep you think the avocados could have been in this box.
This is important stuff that we're talking about.
Me and Naomi need you to sort out a brutal argument.
It's going to tear this pod apart. So, okay, cut to now we're on a single date with Jamie Lee.
Oh, did you mention that they smooched? They smooched.
Who cares? Of course they smooched.
They smooched. Did you... So, yeah, Jamie Lee's getting the single date. Did you notice during Jamie Lee getting ready, they showed Tresemme three different shots highlighting four different products?
Yeah, Tresemme. And to be fair, when she showed up to the date, her hair was looking great. And I was like, she did not use Tresemme. But it's fine.
No.
And then it's just so funny because Nick's waiting for her... And he's just walking through this garden and he's just like looking at this plant and then he just like touches a leaf.
Yeah.
And it's just like just classic contemplative bullshit. Like when I was 13, I like went for a walk through the bush and I was just like looking at plants pretending that I was like real fucking deep.
That's what I was like, the producers definitely told him to go and like just go pull like a few leaves off that bush and make it look like you're thinking so that we'll obviously have a voice over the top.
Yeah.
Because when you... Like when we see your face and you talk, it doesn't sound good. So you seem more deep when you're not talking, but we put the voice over it.
Go touch a leaf.
Go on.
So we find out Nick is obsessed with Japan, which is whatever.
Which is like, why is Britney gone?
Yeah, Konichi, what?
That was a capital ha 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 ha.
It's good because then I feel more joy when I do get the capital ha ha ha. I feel very accomplished with possibly the worst joke.
That's what I love. I'm a big dad joke fan. Did you also notice when Jamie Lee walked into the date, she still has a moon boot on?
Mm.
She genuinely got her ankle fucked up.
Yeah, she's fucked. Brooke fucking... murdered this girl's leg. So they go in and there's these men sword fighting, these seemingly Japanese men. They've got like wooden swords and she's just
not happy.
She does not want to do this. And then he says, who wouldn't want to dress up and wield samurai swords and bounce around the yard like a ninja? Any grown human woman wouldn't want to do that. This is for 10-year-old boys.
Well, I mean, I think it sounds fun.
Oh, Danielle.
I think it sounds fun only if you're like... I don't think it sounds like fun for like a date when you're trying to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fun for like when you know them and you're like, pa, let's go... play at the park. Let's go kick a ball around together.
He's literally just using this as an excuse to do a bunch of shit he wants to do.
Yeah.
Regardless of what these women want to do. These are shit date ideas. Let's go play with swords together. You fucking little weebo shit.
Weebo.
Weebo. It's like people who are obsessed with like anime and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, so weebo, okay.
I don't even know if I'm using that word properly. Text in, tell us if what I just said is offensive. So she does not want to do this. She has no interest in this. He says, I'm pumped to get my hands on me weapon and wield it around. And he's like just making use of the word wield here. He's never said it before in his life. And he's like, let's wield.
One of the... guys who was doing it definitely said wield at one point and he was like,
yeah,
remember that, use that later because I'm a cockatoo.
Jamie Lee says she doesn't like how she looks in her like basically like the karate sort of, is that what it looks like?
Yeah the oversized like white taekwondo gear.
Yeah,
whatever.
I think she looks cute.
Yeah, and so does Nick, because in Japanese he says, wow, So cute.
And then she says, I didn't even know he could speak Japanese.
Yeah.
All he said was, wow, cute. Oh, he can't. He cannot speak Japanese.
I did kind of like the scene because Nick was having a great time wielding the sword. But I don't understand why the professionals had sticks and they gave them real ones. Like,
well, because they were actually doing combat.
Okay.
Whereas they were just literally teaching them how to, like, take the sword out of its sheath.
Yeah. Or as Jamie Lee likes to call it, the sword holder.
Oh, Jamie Lee. So, this just made me think of, like, all men are the same. They all fucking love ninjas and fucking magicians. Like,
oh my god, magicians. Last night I had to ask Jono to please, can we not watch any more Snapchat magic stuff? Please, can you not watch any more of that? I cannot watch somebody pick up a different card or set something on fire.
All men love magic and it's disgusting and it's like so fucking dumb. It's embarrassing and I hate it. And they're all the same. Every man, every walk of life, every sort of identity, you know, whatever, fucking gay men, trans men, big fucking footy men. They all fucking love magic and I hate it.
I'm glad that you got all the groups in there, Naomi.
All three.
All the men. Gay, trans, footy men.
That's the three.
That's the three.
I'm pretty sure all straight men play footy and it's disgusting.
I did want to say, Jamie Lee's struggling to get a short sword out of the sword holder, mm-hmm. or sheath as some people would call it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, she's no good at it. But I think it's because her sword looks too long.
But she has little arms.
She has tiny little arms. She couldn't pull it out. I was like, I wouldn't be able to. Like, I feel like you can't. If you've got little arms, it's not. You're just not going to be able to reach far enough to get it out.
No, she's trying to put it back in. So you literally, you have to stretch your arm out longer than the length of the sword. Yeah. So it'll point properly at the sword holder.
Yeah.
And she can't. She's. Because it's like, it's on an angle because her arms aren't long enough. She can't do it.
I felt so sorry for her. I was like, you've been sabotaged on this. Nobody took your arm measurements before they made you a samurai sword.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, anyway, I hated that. And then they walk away to their little couch time or whatever. And
yeah.
And the guy who was teaching them how to use the swords goes, and my job is done. Like, what do you think you did?
Do you think
like,
you made them fall in love? They're not in love.
two more, another successful couple coming out of my romantic sword date. No, JK. But did he literally mean like I taught them how to hold a sword and my job is done?
Maybe.
So weird.
Who knows what he's on about?
So they sit down and they have some sake, of course, because you got to make it an authentic experience. And then Nick's just like, what's your story? And so, of course, Jamie Lee gets nervous because if I just asked you, sum yourself up for me right now. Who are you?
Danielle.
Tell me. Tell me who you are. What's your story?
Okay. So, awesome. I'm really funny. I've got I'm very good at sort of like art and drawings and paintings. And I've got like a great eye for spatial awareness. I always know what could fit
you're
in where
about
without even doing
too
it.
Much, and now you're getting the stuck up bitch.
Do
scenario.
I want a family? No, I don't want children.
Okay.
That's not for me.
All right. Well, why are you on the
Where show? Do I want to settle down?
Because you're a bad woman.
Who knows? Maybe Melbourne. Maybe NYC. Maybe LDN.
Okay.
Who knows?
You have too much ambition.
I want a German Shepherd.
You would have, if you said that on TV, you would have gotten destroyed. They would have shown you just ranting about yourself. They would put this music in the background. Boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Good.
And they would have shown Nick being like, I'm bored. She only talks about herself. So kind of the opposite of that happened. They edited together every silent moment that these two had and then put them all in a row, even though you could see it was just off the back of a sentence. And they just made it seem like it was like this awkward silence. Obviously, she was feeling a little bit awkward, but they really heightened it.
I felt annoyed with this as well because you – even when you ask somebody about themselves, you're not going to get their personality.
No. And also, he could have – okay, so he's like awesome. She gave some like – she sort of flounders and makes her way to a sentence, but he's silent the whole time. Like a fucking dick, like not helping her out in the conversation at all. And then he's like, awesome, I respect that. It's just that there's like, it's a bit tough because there's so little time in here for me to get to know people.
You've got to tell me because if you don't tell me, what? Am I supposed to ask questions?
Yeah, and like he didn't talk about himself. Anyway, this is what I wrote last night at 1 a.m. I wrote, why don't you express yourself, cunt, and start the convo, you dickhead? You have poor communication skills and rely on women to do all the work for you, dickhead.
Yes, Naomi was tired last night.
Sorry. I was very furious at him for like putting it all on her to explain herself and who she is without him, you know, actually maybe asking her a specific question or like talking about himself.
But that seems to be what all he does. It's like if you can't open up straight away or if you can't just give him answers. And I think that's honestly why he seems to really like Brittany, is that Brittany is just like, she's quite boring, so it doesn't seem like there's much more personality there.
Mm.
It's just like, yes, I just want to have a, I would like to have a family and move to Byron Bay. And
oh my god, same.
And use lots of Tresemme in my hair.
So, cut to the cocktail party. Jamie Lee did not get a rose, and that's the first time this has happened. And so they're all sitting down, and then Cass comes and sits down and says,
beautiful
so
Cass.
Jamie Lee, did you get a rose? And then Jamie Lee says no and starts crying, which Cass, I understand why she cried, because it just would have been awkward and weird. And
yeah.
Like, I totally would have cried if that was me in that situation.
I felt so sorry for Cass because she clearly, she was like, she said she regretted asking so fast, and you could tell, and I was like, oh no, she felt so bad. But I also liked when Cass tried to console her.
Oh my god, it was she so was cute.
Like, when she was
I
like,
I saw you guys and I saw you had a really good connection. Not that I've been on a single date, so I don't really get it, but I can understand that it was probably really hard.
I loved the mention of the single date again. I haven't been on one yet, but I feel like every time she says it, she like looks the producers in the eyes like, fuck you, yes. Carl. Carl, get me a fucking date, Carl.
He's supposed to be on my side. I feel like the producers, so she wasn't there when Jamie Lee sat down, and when she came in, she obviously didn't have a rose on her, so you know she didn't get one. But then I feel like they would have kept some of the other girls away so that they would be like, oh, can you walk up to Jamie Lee and ask her how the date went? Did she get a rose? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And so Cass would have assumed that she would have gotten one.
Yeah.
Because Cassie would never do that on purpose.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Anyway, so then Jamie Lee is crying and basically being like, I know I'm not going to get a rose tonight.
Did you see her like hugging into Dasha, and Dasha said, we're all in this together.
Yeah, I so love
sweet.
Dasha.
She's so
Dasha
sweet.
Dasha doesn't care about the fucking bullshit of this competition, and she just kind of rolls her eyes at it, I feel.
Yeah, she's just a sweet mum.
Yeah, she's just a fully adult woman who and can see through.
Absolutely not what I thought she was going to be when she came in. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, we've been cast. Like, this lady's been cast as like the seductress bombshell bitch. And then she's just like a beautiful, lovely woman who's like, yes, and I have, I'm very good at gymnastics. So.
I love her. So then Tennille is feeling a bit awkward because she's still reeling from the human lie detector saying that she keeps people at arm's length. And then she goes to talk to Nick about it. They sit down, and Nick says he does feel like there was a barrier put up. And it's like, yeah, maybe because you have fucking 12 other girlfriends. And, like, obviously you're going to keep someone at arm's length.
Yeah.
Who you can't even tell if they like you, or maybe they like you, but they're kissing, like, a million other girls. It's just, like, this is completely normal. And he said it's hard to get information out of Tennille. And I'm like, what have you told Tennille about yourself? In what way have you communicated with her? The only thing I remember you saying to Tennille is, do you know what a lunar cycle is? That's literally the only memory I have of him talking to her.
That is bad. I just wanted to...
And telling her to fucking eat honeycomb and then being like, I didn't tell you to eat it, when he definitely told her to eat it.
That is, yes, he has not had a good time. I want to say I hate Tennille's dress.
Tennille's dress looks like...
I said it looks like a repurposed pirate costume.
Oh, I said it looks like, hang on, I wrote it down. a dress version of boxing silks and a wrestling belt.
Yes, that is also correct. Let's, how about we both try and edit the photo so that one of them looks like boxing and one of them looks like, and I'll make mine look like a pirate. And then we make them pick a comment with a pirate emoji or a boxing emoji.
It definitely looks like she's wearing like a belt from WWE.
It's horrible. Yeah. I'm glad we both hated the dress.
Yeah, good. So she's like, obviously, okay, they're definitely moving the bed.
Should we wait 1 minute?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
It's like really like...
authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rustic podcast.
Sorry, rustic podcast. Welcome to our rustic podcast.
She just wants him to ask her like questions like people would ask on a relationship, instead of like people wouldn't ask what do you like. They'd be asking like,
what do you want in life? Do you want kids? Like, you don't do that on a fucking first date. No.
You also just don't, I don't think that stuff comes up for a little bit, but I also feel like you'd, like, first up, it's just like, what do you like to do on the weekend? Or like, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't been on a first date in a long time. But I feel like it's a lot of the time, it's just like, what's, just regular chatting about everyday things.
Just getting to know, yeah, the person. But no, you just have to... Ugh. Anyway, so then they have a little talk and it's just kind of awkward. And then Tennille's crying and then Nick sort of walked away. But then he like... there's like this little fence with like leaves or whatever. And then he like hears her crying and then he just like walks straight back up to the fence. And he's like, he looks like the biggest fucking creep when he's like looking through the fence.
Okay, before... when I first saw her crying, This might be bad, but what I thought was, this is the second cocktail party we've seen Tennille cry at.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, in my mind, I was like, is this some sort of tactic to try and get, like, to show Nick she's got emotion, keep her around?
I don't think so. I don't think he worried then, that she doesn't have emotion.
Yeah.
It's just that she's not like laying her life on the line. She's not doing what Emily did, which was like immediately as you sit down was just like, hey, I can tell you're a good dude, you know, I don't need a man, but I want a man and I really like you and I think you're really genuine and I can see into your soul.
Yeah,
like that's what he wants all the women to do, because he wants all the women to do the work for him. He's never gonna fucking sit there. When Dasha asked him, do you want kids? No. He doesn't know how to.
He doesn't like being put on the spot. He
expects women to do it for him anyway. Ugh, hate him. He says, I could hear someone crying and I felt that I had something to do with it. Yeah. Lol, no shit, dick. That's what I wrote.
I like when she said, you're not going to get past the fact I'm a little bit withheld. And then,
oh yeah, I wrote all of this down actually.
And then so she was says, like,
I think I'm pretty good at reading situations. And that's how I just read that situation, is that I'm going home tonight. So she said, do we just stop kidding ourselves?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, she's mature. I get the feeling that you're not going to get past the fact that I'm a little bit withheld and I can't help that. And you can't help it if you don't have time to dig a little bit deeper.
I like that little dig at him.
Yeah.
Being like...
It's his fault as well.
Yeah, because he's always going on as well about how he wants to give himself the best shot at finding love in the Bachelor Mansion. But he's always like, it seems like he's reading off a like script when it's like, you can ask actual questions as well.
Yeah.
Like, just ask some real questions.
Yeah, instead of just tell me your entire life, boil it down into a 1 minute thing.
Yeah.
You should just be able to do that. I can't do that. Someone asked me who I was, I'd be like, cool girl. Anyways, she goes, yeah, I can't help that I'm withheld and you can't help if you don't have time. I get that. It doesn't make either of us bad people. And this was like an extremely real conversation, an extremely mature conversation. Yeah. And I was like very impressed by this, to be honest. Respect to Tennille. She was just like, this just isn't ideal. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
We just stop kidding ourselves. And I feel like she was so mature that this process just doesn't work. And I think that's a flaw in the process, is that you lose people who won't put up with how ridiculous it is. Which I think is, he's at risk with
those Dasha are the people who are going to be, yeah.
Because, like, when he gave Dasha the first rose, she was like, oh, I forgot about this part. Like, she's like, oh, God. Like, because she knows how fucking dumb it is.
It's ridiculous. I liked, there was a bit, I forgot the end of the word, but it says, when Tennille was like, I've just felt ever since the lie detector date. And I was like,
oh, my God, they keep bringing up this guy.
In what world would, like, you would never have that conversation with a real life partner? No. You'd never be like, I don't know, I've just felt... things have been off ever since our lie detector date. Like,
ever since we saw that human lie detector Steve.
Yeah. That doesn't happen. Real people don't go on lie detector dates. That's some crazy, I don't trust my partner bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
That's manipulative. That's real manipulative.
Why don't you just get to know someone?
Yeah.
And that's like the worst crime she's committed is not like throwing herself at his feet.
Yeah. I do not like it when women do not give me everything.
So she says, I'd rather not go through a rose ceremony. I'd rather not put myself through that. I'd rather live with some dignity and just like get in a car now. Which props to her. Yeah. Huge respect to Tennille. Bad to leave in this dress. Still not as bad as all those four women having to leave in those togas. But, yeah.
Jesus Christ. But that dress, I don't know. This dress is pretty fucking bad. At least those guys, you were like, okay, this is a toga party. They have to wear togas. They've all been given these togas that they have to wear. I understand they're given the dresses too. But just be like, you've got one planned for next week. Get me next week. I can't have this. This is horrible.
I reckon it must be like a big brand.
You reckon?
I reckon, well, otherwise, why would you wear a dress like that? I reckon it's like Gucci or some shit.
It's horrible. Oh. And it didn't even fit her body well. Like, it was all like crinkled up at the back.
Well, she had a mic pack on. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about that. But still, I don't care.
That was like a big lump.
Put the mic back like at the bottom of your bum or something.
Oh my God. When I was working on the pilot, there was one scene where I had to wear like this really tight denim skirt, which looks great on me, by the way. And I got the producer to get me the skirt from the costume place. So I'm still waiting on that. But because everything I was wearing was like quite like figure hugging. I didn't have anywhere to put it. So the sound guy, this like 50, 60 year old man, had to like had to strap the mic pack to like the inside of my thigh. And it was like, honestly, rubbing against my pussy for the whole thing. And I had to like walk around quite a bit. Yeah, and I had to be really careful. You could just see a little wire like poking out the bottom of my skirt, but it was just like rubbing up on it the whole time. So I'm really sorry if I've also rubbed off on the mic pack, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it was.
See, Tennille, you should have done that.
Yeah, you should have done
that. Tape the mic to your
was longer
pussy.
As well. It would have worked. I guess they don't have time for that. There's a lot of people to dress. Anyway, that was an interesting experience to do in front of like a room full of people.
But yep.
That's the magic of television.
So she left. Then I liked that then they Nick didn't come and say goodbye because he was obviously hurt by the fact that he'd driven somebody away.
Yeah, he said it doesn't matter if you're 6 foot 200 kilos.
Is that his height and weight?
Yeah. I think he thinks that's
to It me doesn't up. Matter if you're perfect like me.
Your heart can still get crushed, okay? But it's like, I don't know. I think you're a dickhead. Anyway, yeah. I have written here that Sophie's hair looked really good. So I think that's worth pointing out. She had like sort of finger waves going on. I thought it was really cute. And then, yeah, Osha walks in and tells them that Nick's gone home for the evening because he's quite upset. And it's so funny because they're like, all the other girls are like, Nick and Tennille have been gone for ages. It doesn't seem good. And then Osha walks in and Shannon's so funny. She's just like, oh. And then they're like, Tennille's gone. And then she's like, oh.
That was funny. Did you see that cry? That looked like a fake cry. But also I think Shannon just has like a face where it's like.
Very animated.
Yeah. I'm like, nobody cries like that.
You make a compilation of her like laughing when the snakes left and then sighing when Osha walked in and then crying when Tennille left. She's just
emotions of the bachelor face. House.
Yeah. So then we saw an ad for the next week and oh my God, how ridiculous at this point. It's like literally Tough Mudder is the next episode. They have to like crawl through the mud and they probably get fucking electrocuted. It's like, stop just putting your hobbies in the show. Please stop. Can you do something nice? Can you take them somewhere nice?
I don't think we've had one like glamorous date at all this season.
What about the single dates? Has there been any like...
No. We went to a bee farm and foot golf.
It's so...
Like, we got dropped into the ocean in a helicopter. That was probably the most glamorous. And you had to get...
Oh, yeah, dropped in the ocean.
And then you had salmon, which she didn't like.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah, in other seasons, they fucking... They go on, like, helicopter rides to just, like, look at things. And they, like, go to, like, the opera, but they're like the only people in the audience, and like, or they like just, it's like this little one land, they get taught like a little ballroom dance, and then they put on this like beautiful ball gown, and it's like this like beautiful room that they dance in. Like, they have all these like, I'm not saying that's particularly fun, but I would like to wear the ball gown. Like, these are so shit.
Yeah, they're so shit. It's all just like, it's all like laser tag, and I'm like, this is all.
He's
like
a little boy.
Yeah, I don't want to play air hockey. Stop taking me to like
time zone.
Yeah, stop trying to give me tickets.
But next episode, oh my god, it is finally time. Cass gets a single date.
Finally.
I am so excited for this. They look like they're having fun the whole time. There's no like, oh, but then it goes sour. Like, because if there was anything bad that happened in the date, I feel they would put it in the promo so that you would, like, you know, because it would draw you in. But no, I think it just goes perfectly. I'm hoping that they kiss. I'm hoping that she gets a rose and it goes really, really well. And I really want to see him with her just hanging out, because I feel like he would definitely be more comfortable with her and more chill and not be like, tell me everything about yourself in 10 seconds.
Especially because they sort of know each other a bit, and she's already so comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see her like she'll make him way more comfortable, I think, and maybe.
Definitely. She's an open book.
Yeah.
As open as the book that you read from, which was empty.
There is not much in here, but what I have, I give to you.
Oh, fuck. I love Cass so much.
She's so sweet.
She's so lovely.
She's like, the thing I like about her is you can tell that she really likes him because she's all giggly when she talks about him and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. When
she
sits next to him,
she always like laughs and like goes throws her face onto like his shoulder or something like that.
It's so hard because you can see that she's like so in love with him, but then she's got to share him with all those other people, and
she's
you're like,
she's doing a great job.
She's doing
well,
so great.
She's still like consoling them when they're like upset and stuff like that, and like she's not malicious towards anyone. And even when all these people left last episode, like last week, she's just like, Nick looks really sad, I hope he's okay. Like, she's just always thinking about him and like other people.
She's a lovely, nice person.
Yeah,
love you Cass. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, I want to get her on the pod.
Yes. Where does she live?
Probably, I think Sydney. Well, they go to the same gym, right? I'm pretty sure he lives in Sydney.
We can sort it. I reckon we can sort out like a phone hookup with people.
Yeah. We could probably talk about this off the pod.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
We're going to get to it. We're still waiting on Steph. Come on, Steph.
Steph, come on.
Come on, Crothers. What else are you doing? Steph Crothers has been posting on her Instagram, but she's put like a sticker over someone's face. So I think it's another Bachelor contestant who obviously didn't win, because I don't feel like they usually don't spend time with the winner, because it's like awkward. You got the guy we're all dating.
Yeah.
But
also I don't think Steph had an actual crush on Nick or anything like that.
Well, maybe they're just not posting pictures of them with any of the other contestants. But I feel like she like posted a picture of her and like other contestants, but one of them had a sticker on their face because I feel like she was still in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, but then I saw her like throw her head back and laugh, and I reckon it was Shannon.
Ooh.
Because Shannon also lives in Melbourne.
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah.
And she loves to throw her head back.
Yeah, she loves to express.
She loves showing it with her whole body. All right. What do we have to do?
That's it.
Do we have any more reviews?
No, we just had the one that we read out last episode. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and rate and review us, because it helps people find us and find the show. Mm-hmm. And obviously you want everyone to know about this art.
Yep. And by now I should have replied to your emails.
Yes. And tell your friends about it. Like, post about it if you want to, whatever.
You do you, girl.
You do you, but also help us.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're trying. We don't have like a business plan or anything. We're just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
I just say rate and review us, because that's what I hear other people do on their podcasts.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm doing.
Rate and review. Go buy a koala mattress or whatever. And
I just got a lazy bed mattress.
Yeah, and good. Get
a watch.
Movement watches.
Yeah. What else? HelloFresh.
Yep. HelloFresh. Blue Oyster, but I think that's just America.
Lisa mattress.
And
Hennessy earrings.
Yes. Seriously, somebody, there's got to be somebody who's rich enough to buy me some sort of earring. God, we don't ask much. We put up this content for you.
I feel like we've been tough but fair
yeah.
to snakes, and I feel like we could get one of them on the pod.
Yeah. I reckon we go for Alicia because I reckon she's the follower.
Huh? Alicia?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she'd come on.
Yeah, I reckon she'd come on.
She'd pop on.
She'd love it. Love a bit of a chat.
Love a gas bag.
Yeah, that's
I've fun. Never said guess bag.
I could tell because you said it and then I saw the look in your eyes where you second guessed yourself at saying it.
It's like, help.
It's like, no, you've said gas bag. Gas bag is something I would say.
I know.
All the time. Had a bit of a gas bag. Had a bit of a pop off.
A pop off?
Pop
it's
off.
Time to go.
Pop off. Pop off to the shops. Pop off.
Let's pop off for this podcast.
Okay, pop off. Pop off time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, we're fun and not annoying.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.